everyone. Welcome back to today's episode. Today's guest is all about helping you to have an experience through your virtual events that would be similar to what you would do in person and taking it to a whole new level. Now, for some of you, you may be like, you would hate virtual events. You've been all virtual event out since 2020. But for some of you, it's opened up a whole new world. It's opened up a whole new world to you. For today, my guest is going to share with you how she helps people take it to a whole new level in terms of the experience and connections that you can make. And so let me welcome to the stage Jordan Aspen. Hi, Jordan.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
You are so welcome. Well, let me formally introduce you. Jordan is a mother of four. She's an entrepreneur, an event specialist. She discovered the transformative power of taking stage center stage at age 8. Her passion is leveraging the stage for personal growth and business success, not just for herself, but by giving the gift of center stage to experts in her network. As a driving force behind Elevate Your Network, Jordan shares her wealth of experience to guide participants from idea to successful event execution. Well, I am curious to know, of course, I am a speaking coach and I do virtual events as well as in person, although less in person now. I have done my share, but I would love to know, how did you get into this area of passion that you're working in right now?
That's a great question. Like I said, I found the power of the stage at age 8 when I accidentally got center stage. I was at a summer camp, a music camp, and I was assured that I was too young to get a solo or a speaking part, but I had the opportunity to try out just for practice as a part of the camp. So I said, that sounds great to me. I like being in the background anyway. Let's do this. So I tried out, and the next day my name was on the list of soloists. I freaked out. I was not about this, and I tried to back out. But thankfully, I was encouraged by my mentors to go for it and do it. And I realized the power of it. One of the things that that I realized was powerful about the stage is that once you take center stage once, it's so much easier in the future, not just psychologically for yourself, but because people see you and want you to be on stage more when you do a good job. My next solo was also just assigned to me and I didn't try out for it. So it has this flywheel effect. Mm. And so I have been passionate about stages and have known the power of stages from childhood. But it was really in 2020 that, to answer your question more directly, that I became passionate about virtual stages and started bringing it into our business. Mm. With 2020, we had the whole situation, right? We are all familiar with that. But specifically, what I was seeing is I had a bunch of friends from my homeschool upbringing who did conference circuits and used speaking to pay their bills and feed their children. And they had a lot of children because they were homeschoolers. Mm. So all of a sudden, their income was shut down. And they could not speak at these conferences. On the other hand, there were a bunch of other people freaking out for a completely different reason. And that was because they didn't know what they were going to do if their kids couldn't go back to school. Mm. We hadn't educated in this environment ever before. We had no precedent. And so I saw all of these peers of mine who had kids in the school system freaking out. And I thought, if only they could get connected with those homeschool conference speakers, they could see how much easier this challenge is to actually get over. School doesn't have to look like what you think it has to look like. Mm-hmm. And I knew that these homeschoolers could had a lot to offer, even for those who were not interested in homeschooling. Because that's the thing, is homeschool summit started popping up. Mm-hmm. But these people didn't want to homeschool. So they weren't interested. So I hosted a virtual summit to bring these two together. It was not a homeschool summit. It was simply the stay out of school summit. Mm. And I brought them together and the conference speakers got what they needed and the parents got a whole lot less anxiety. Mm. And we had a turnout that was 3 times what I anticipated. And it was just absolutely amazing to see the difference that I could make, not as the expert myself, I didn't get up on stage and say, here's how you need to do it. Mm. I said, who you need to connect with.
Mm.
That happened. And it was absolutely mind blowing.
Wow. So you would be more classified as the event organizer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I do professionally now. And yes, I, like you mentioned, Elevate Your Network. That's our annual event that I host and MC. Okay. I am also a keynote speaker. As of this recording, this Saturday, I'm going to be speaking at a local event here in the San Antonio area. So I can do that. But what I'm really passionate about is coordinating and strategizing your event, particularly in the virtual realm, to make connections between people and to really help people, whether I'm on the stage or not.
Wonderful. Awesome. Because I know that, I mean, it's interesting. You talked about how when 2020 hit you, some of these conference speakers, because I had the same situation where some of my colleagues, you know, fortunately for me, I have been on the online space prior to 2020, but some of my colleagues who that was their only source of income, speaking at conferences, speaking at corporations and things. And many of them did not know how to make the shift to the online space. And it really severely impacted them in many ways. Now, there were some who were willing to learn some new skills and to go on to the online space, and they've never looked back. They've just widened their scope of what they offer people and how they can show up. But it can be a sticking point for even people who are trained speakers, professional speakers, to even know how to, whether it be engaging the audience or making connections or creating an experience that would be transformational. So I'm curious to know, how do you do that? Do you have a process that you help people to put in play when they're doing an event to make those connections?
Well, I would say that I approach virtual events different than just about everybody else that I know of. A lot of people set out to run a virtual event, and so they think, okay, I'm going to run a virtual event. How do I run a virtual event? For me, I want to start with a different objective in mind. And the objective actually might be a little bit different depending on the project. Mm-hmm. I'm very objective focused. And so when I sit down and strategize with a client, I figure out what that North Star objective is that we want to make happen, regardless of whether we're doing a virtual only event, a virtual and in-person hybrid where there are tickets for both available, or just an in-person event. I've been involved in those and coordinating those as well. So that matters less to me than the actual objective. Mm-hmm. Therefore, when I go to run a virtual event, I'm asking the same questions as I would with an in-person event. And so therefore, my virtual events where people are used to the quality of a virtual ticket being way down here and you've got the in-person experience being way up here, I bring that virtual experience up naturally because I'm asking the same questions that somebody would ask if they were running an in-person event. Mm-hmm. How do we make sure that people are connected? How do we make sure that people are taken care of? At an in-person event, you have to think about lunch breaks. Virtual, we often forget that or think, well, everybody's in different time zones, so how will I handle that? Anyway, let's just not think about it. They can eat during a session, no big deal. But if you approach it from that same perspective of, you know, people need a break.
Mm-hmm.
But people also need direction as to what to do during that lunch break so you don't just lose them. At an in-person event, you're actually thinking about all of those things. And so I bring that experience into the virtual space.
Cool. Cool. And so in terms of when you say helping people to feel connected, what do you mean? Do you mean connected to the speaker, connected to each other?
Yes and yes. Connected to sponsors, connected with the host. So again, the objective matters. So if the host is hosting an event because they want to introduce new leads into their ecosystem and get themselves known really well so that they can then convert to maybe even a one-on-one kind of offer where they are the offer, then we're going to emphasize connection with the host a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That means that if we host a networking session, the host is there and on for that networking session, and they're guiding the process, but they're also interacting with those individuals. And so you might have a sort of a speed networking. We might opt for speed networking mm-hmm. so that the host can hit as many people as possible in a one-on-one format mm-hmm. with brief conversations versus a networking that's open and randomized Zoom rooms where the host is only going to get to speak to really three people or, you know, yes. how it goes.
Exactly. So does the platform that you use help to facilitate that? Like, I know there's various platforms out there for that kind of connections in terms of speed networking or being able to have someone come into a space like a sponsor room. Is that part of what differentiates you as well?
Absolutely. I mentioned Zoom. It's what we're all familiar with, but nobody wants just another Zoom call on their calendar, and for good reason. Zoom took us through these strange pandemic years, but it really hasn't evolved fast enough to really keep up with mm-hmm. to keep up with us now that we are craving that in-person connection more than ever. We've mm-hmm. been disconnected. We've been oversaturated with Zoom. We don't just want to be on Zoom. And so the platform can make a really big difference. I have a few that I have used and am developing my own. And so the whole strategy it's implementable in a lot of formats. Like I said, in person, virtual, you can implement the strategy in a lot of different ways, but the software definitely makes it easier and it makes the user interface a lot better just mm-hmm. in general and the user experience. And so, yes, come to me and I will help you find the software to go to, because I've looked at as many as I can. And as soon as I hear about a new one, I'm researching that one as well. And so I can help hook you up with the one that's going to be the best fit for your objectives. Yeah.
Wow. So with all of your research, would you maybe give me the top three that you have seen that are kind of on the cutting edge of what they do or to create that experience?
Well, mine, the one that we're developing, which should be available. I'm not sure at the time of this recording when this is going to actually stream. And, you know, if you're listening after the fact, mm-hmm. we very well could have it launched and ready. So reach out to me and see if we've got that.
And what is that one going to be called, Jordan? Sorry.
Good question. We haven't finalized that. Okay. recording.
All right. Well, stay tuned.
You're getting all the behind the scenes and sneak peeks cool. right now. Up until now, our go-to has been AirMeet, which is a premium platform with a premium price tag. So mm-hmm. be prepared there. But it is quite excellent when it comes to making connections happen. And the networking capabilities there is, like you said, on the cutting edge. Mm. It really is. It has its downfalls for other objectives. So if you're looking to run an event that is free to paid or has some sort of upsell that you want to make really easy, one click, that sort of a thing, AirMeet is not optimized for that. Mm. It's not optimized for conversions that way or upgrading tickets, that kind of a thing. But for networking and connection, it can't be beat.
Mm. Cool. And what about Hopin? Is that still something that is widely used or?
It's widely used, but in my opinion, it hasn't really kept up. It's not cutting edge, basically. The networking capabilities in particular, I've heard a lot of complaints about, and they just really fall short of what's possible in this amazing digital age.
Mm. And what are, I'm surprised that there's not more cropping up, you know, in terms of out there, if this is such, I know there's a lot of gamification. Does AirMeet have gamification and all those components as well?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got some gamification. And again, it depends on what you're looking for. So there are some other platforms. Like there's one that I was just looking into called Butter. And it's really intriguing to me. It's really set up for collaboration. It's not set mm-hmm. up for large virtual events. It has participant caps where you have to pay more and more and more for more participants. And so mm-hmm. if you're doing a lead generation event, Butter is not for you.
Yeah.
But it is for you if you want to do something really collaborative, and that really makes deep connections. So mm-hmm. that's a potential one to look at too, if this connection factor is really attractive. So there's these different niche video connection platforms that are cropping up. And again, it just depends on exactly what your objectives are and what you're looking for.
Have you heard of Obvio, which is developed by Sage?
Yeah. Yes, I have. And again, it's based on Zoom as a basis.
Oh, you're right.
And so it's basically a frame for Zoom. And mm-hmm. so you end up being trapped by a lot of the capabilities of Zoom. And like I said, nobody wants just another Zoom meeting. And the way that Zoom is set up with either a webinar format where you can't see the audience and therefore can't engage with them, or everyone's there so you can't control what's being seen on the screen. Those are two big drawbacks for me.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of like hate. Some people love it. Some people hate it. It's kind of one of those things, but you're right. There is room now that the whole world has been introduced to the online space in a whole new way than it knew before. And the possibilities, there is room for more ingenuity, more innovative ways, more creative ways, really, mm-hmm. of interacting and engaging. So I'll be curiously watching for yours. So please do let us know when it comes out so that we can have you back on and maybe tell a little bit more about some of the functionality of it. As I mentioned, I do virtual events a lot. So mm-hmm. definitely be looking forward to seeing what you come out with. So tell me a little bit more. Is there anything else that you want to share about this whole new way of doing events online that is different, and that people, why people would want to actually consider an option like yours?
Well, when it comes to an option like mine on the strategy level, like why you might want to hop on a call with me and talk about this, you know, which software you might want to try or something like that. Even just the quick call on my main website where you can sit down with me for 15 minutes and we can just figure out the direction that you're going. The thing that sets me apart is that quick, like, let's figure out where you are going. What is that objective? That's what I really emphasize. And it can be easy to say that, but then it can also be easy, even easier, to get all the ideas distracting you and thinking, oh, I can do this and I can do that and I can integrate this, especially with, like you said, the creativity that is available in the space now. You have all of these options. Oh, I heard about butter. I'm going to try to do something with that or what have you. And so I help people stay really focused. Okay, what is the objective and how can we make decisions to go toward that objective? And then you'll find that once you have that box in place, it's even more fun to think outside the box and get creative and make amazing things happen with your event. The ideas that you can come up with once you have that clear direction are just amazing. So that's where my strategic side stands apart. And when it comes to choosing our software over another one, the thing that really sets it apart is that it is optimized for the entrepreneur who wants to build connections both with the speakers and among the speakers to elevate your network that way, and from speakers and sponsors and attendees, and making sure that those connections happen and attendees with each other. It's all about connections and network and elevating your network, like you mentioned earlier, like our annual event is called. That is what everything centers around. So you're going to have an amazing user experience. Your speakers, like mine, are going to be saying things like, it was like having a red carpet experience. Your sponsors are going to want to come back next time instead of doing what a lot of sponsors are doing and just saying, I don't sponsor virtual events. That's a huge policy among sponsors that I'm running into constantly now, because virtual events don't take care of their sponsors in the way that in-person does. And with the world opening up again, sponsors are going, you know, it's just not worth it to sponsor virtual events. So if sponsorship is on the brain, be aware that a lot of people are cutting it off because they don't have a good enough experience. And so you're going to want a platform like mine that is going to allow you to actually feature those sponsors in a way that makes them feel seen and get the data that they are actually being seen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's definitely some pros and cons to it. The fact that it, you know, if it's something out there all the time, that is going to be viral in terms of their exposure, if it's done well, you know, if the sponsorship information is already being broadcast or in some way. So are you doing the programming for your new platform, or is it something that is in your background, or how is this all working out?
We've got a whole team working on this, and that's why we're excited to have it out pretty quickly here now. So, yeah, we've got all of us bringing our expertise. I'm bringing the strategy, and the on-the-ground knowledge is really my piece, because I've run these virtual events. I see what other people are doing, what's actually desired by speakers, attendees, and then especially sponsors. I've seen attendees saying things like, at the last hybrid event that we hosted, the virtual attendees were saying, I have to be in the room next time. And so that's another objective that we're working on with people who want to go back into the in-person space, using that excellent virtual experience as a good transition to get people to their in-person event.
Right. Yes, I can see that for sure. Especially, you know, there's so many benefits and so many things you can't duplicate in the virtual space, you know, when it comes to touch and those kinds of things and other experiential kinesthetic stuff. But however, it's a great bridge in terms of creating that desire, or even where people can be there in person, right? Just from a logistics point of view, or financially, or you can still reach people across the world. Yes, this is a fascinating area, and it's a growing area. And I think it's actually even becoming more and more compounded with the invention of, or the onboarding of AI and all those things as well. Yeah. How does that play a role in some of the functionality of what you're building out?
Oh, goodness. That's a really good question. And just overwhelmed for a second with all of the things that are coming to mind, because there are the positives, there are the negatives. Another thing that is really important as we're developing this and will be a part of our software is security, and making sure that the data is actually protected and not just put out there who knows where, with Zoom or any other platform. You have to look into what are they doing with your data, because they're recording it. Okay, where is it going to be stored? Who has access to it? And that sort of a thing. And of course, AI, there's talk of AI taking that and doing stuff with it. And so that's a concern that we're having to look into. And again, why we have a whole team of people behind this, making sure that we are crossing our T's and dotting our I's when it comes to all things, including AI. On that side, there's the positive side of actually leveraging it for all kinds of purposes that we're also exploring.
Awesome. So, Jordan, the last thing I want to ask you is, you talked about you are a keynote as well. What kinds of things do you speak on?
What we have been talking about, actual connection, whether in person or virtual. I talk about taking center stage to give center stage, and that whole concept of you as a speaker know the value of a stage. Mm-hmm. That is a gift that you can give other people to. Mm-hmm. And so having that sort of a vision for an event that's not just, okay, I'm going to host a summit that's going to be lead generative for me, and all of this can feel very selfish, and it can actually hold people back. Those people who have a heart for actual connection and don't just worry about the bottom line in their business, but are taking into consideration all these other factors. I have seen people be crippled by the idea of running an event and making it all about them. They don't want that stage to that degree. Maybe they'll speak at other people's events, but they don't want that stage to that degree. It doesn't feel comfortable for them. And so that mindset shift of realizing, no, you can host to give this gift to your people. And that can be so powerful. So that's one of the keynotes that I give. And I also talk about, like this Saturday, we're going to be talking about actually planning an event, and it's a workshop style. Sort of a keynote. It's a small event. So there's two of us speakers, but I'm one of the main speakers, and we're going to do it workshop style, where we're going to start planning your event right there in the room and figuring out what you're going to do and where you're going to go from there. I'm really excited about that one, because everyone's going to get out their pen and paper and make it happen.
That's fantastic, because, you know, a lot of people get intimidated by that, you know, by what? Put on my own event and all the little pieces that go together. So I think that's going to be very powerful, where you'll break that down, some of those barriers that people might have from even believing that it's possible for them to have an event.
Exactly.
So cool. Well, thank you so much, Jordan, for giving us this insight into this whole new arena and to what you are creating as well. Is there anything finally that you want to leave with our listeners? And for sure, let us know how they can follow up with you if they want to know more about your platform and stay on the cusp of virtual events.
If you've gotten this far and are listening, then there's some sort of spark and you can be a virtual event host. And so I would love to chat with you about that. Civilizedanimal.com is where you can grab a call, calendar permitting, of course. So grab it quick. And I would love to just sit down with you again for just 15 minutes. It doesn't have to be this long involved thing, and explore, is a virtual event for you? What kind then? What are your objectives going to be? And how can we cast that vision for the type of event that's actually going to be a good fit for you, your business, and your personality?
So good. So good. Well, thank you again, Jordan. I really appreciated you coming on and sharing. I've learned something for sure in listening to you. And I look forward to seeing what comes out of this new platform that you're developing and how this can really enhance people's experience when it comes to virtual events and learning and connecting and really building those relationships at a whole new level, as you talked about. So it really opens up a whole new possibility for people in learning. I just see that in terms of just really creating that experience that is just that much more enhanced. So thank you, everyone. And thank you, Jordan, for your time today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, everyone. Make sure you share this episode, like, and get in touch with Jordan. The link will be in the description so that you can follow up with her and find out about this new platform and perhaps be a host so that you can experience it at that end as well. Or if there's a listing of events that you're running, that would be helpful too. Would that be on the same site, Jordan?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So people can experience from the other side how things go. Awesome. Well, thank you, everyone. We'll look forward to seeing you next time. And remember that we are in the business. We're on a mission to impact the world by empowering women to dream bigger through building wealth through kingdom-minded mentorship, leadership, and speaking, so that you can create a financial freedom for you and your family and have a greater impact on the world by advancing the kingdom in the marketplace. And so if you want to know more about even how to develop your skill as a speaker, you know, I was just listening today and I realized that public speaking, or just communication skills for that matter, any skills that you develop are actually recession proof, because no one can take them away from you and you can stack up on them. And communication is one of the most important skills that you can develop in any arena. So if you want more information on that, let me know. You can go to speakergift.com and we will give you a free resource, but also hook you up with information about our Kingdom Speaker Academy, as well as to become a certified speaking coach if that's in your dream. But no matter what you do, remember that you were put on the earth for a reason and that your contribution is needed, because there are people waiting to hear what you have to say, the message that God has put on your heart, and are waiting to be impacted by what you only can give. So I just want to encourage you to step into it and let your voice be heard. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you next time. As you're listening today, you may have felt prompted to say, I want to become a much better speaker. I want to be able to speak with confidence, clarity, and transformational impact. I want to invite you to check out the link in the comments below, wherever you're listening to this. Your voice is an instrument of transformation and needs to be heard. So let it be heard.